Just coming up to 10 past 7 on this Friday evening. This is That Friday Feeling with me, Nikki Mills. Kicking off the second hour of the show there with a bit of Jason Derulo and Wiggle featuring the one and only Snoop Dogg. And I know someone else who's recently collaborated with Snoop Dogg, and that is Skylar. And she's live here in the studio. Hey, Skylar.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well. Thank you, yourself.
I'm great.
Good. Now, as you can tell by your accent, you are currently living in America and you've flown over to England to do some promo for your single. What is it like living in America?
It's definitely different than being here. I live in California, so it's just like nice. All the movies and the TV shows. We have like the yellow school buses and the crazy plastic people, as I like to call them. It's definitely weird though. It's always hot there. So
yeah, I'm so jealous.
Yeah, being here, I didn't bring the right clothes.
Did you not?
No, I was freezing walking over here.
It's quite windy out there today, isn't it? I bet you're cold.
Yeah, it's insane. It's also been raining a lot, we don't get in California as much. Yeah. It's normally really, really dry and really, really warm.
Oh, but you were born in England, wasn't you? But you moved to America.
Actually, I was born in Virginia. My mom was born in England. But I come over here a lot. I guess somehow the press release ended up saying that I was born in England.
All right, okay.
I guess they got a little bit of a mix-up. It was quite interesting. But no, I was born in the States.
All right, okay, cool. So you're American through and through?
I am mostly, yeah. I mean, I wish I was born here.
Oh, really?
My best friend, he's from Enfield, and he's always telling me how he wishes he was born in America. And I wish I was born in England, so it's...
Grass always green on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
But you're still quite young yourself. You're only 16.
Yes.
How old was you when you realized your passion for music?
I was probably like... When I actually, like, you know, as young as I can remember, since I was, like, 3 years old, I've been just singing and, you know, wanting to be on stage. And then when I was 10, I definitely decided this was what I wanted to do with my life. So that's when we moved to California from Virginia and started to do all this stuff. And I did acting and modeling as well out there, so I'd go to auditions and be singing and stuff like that. So probably around 9 or 10.
So you had quite a lot of confidence at the age of 10.
I did. I actually used to walk up to random people, like, in the streets and just be like, hey, you want to hear this song?
Really?
And start singing to random people. And I don't know why. I think it's because I saw all the people's, you know, singing and dancing on Santa Monica Pier and like Hollywood Boulevard and everything, so I was just like, I want to do that. So
yeah.
I just walk up to random people in the suburbs too. And they
really?
Think they knew what was going on.
So you was inspired by what was going on around you?
I was, definitely. It's definitely interesting being in the big city, especially going downtown. I live in like a suburb of LA, so I don't live in downtown, but whenever I go down there, it's great to just see everyone's, you know, doing what they love. I see people playing drums, people dressed up, people singing, people dancing, so it's definitely a big inspiration for me.
Sounds really fun. I really want to go. I'd love to go to America. So who was your influences musically as you were growing up?
Christina Aguilera was a big one. I definitely love her. And then, you know, as I was getting older, I started listening to more of the music my friends were listening to, which was like, you know, Selena Gomez when she was younger, when she started out, Demi Lovato, people like that, you know, big female influences into my life. And then, of course, listen to Snoop Dogg and people like that, which was definitely amazing to be able to work with him after listening to him growing up. But I guess also my dad, he sings too in Virginia, so, you know, he gave me a lot of confidence and a lot of inspiration.
Oh, that's nice. So it runs in the family.
It does.
Oh, that's really nice.
Well, my dad's side, my mom, not so much.
I'll bet. So what are your sort of genre of your music? You mentioned quite a few different people there.
Yeah, I mean, this song, Fire, is more like urban kind of stuff, and then the next couple songs we have are headed towards more like alternative pop punk kind of stuff. But all together, just one word to describe it, probably be something like fun, just something you can dance to with your friends and, you know, sing along and definitely have fun.
Sounds good, because I know I saw on YouTube you did a cover of one of the Avril Lavigne songs.
I did. Wish You Were Here by Avril Lavigne. That was a fun day, because we actually got to shoot like a little video with it, and I think that was the first actual, like, you know, video kind of thing I did. So that was definitely exciting to see, from going from that to like the Snoop Dogg video.
Yeah. It did look good, that video. It was really good.
Thank you.
So you've mentioned Snoop Dogg. We've got to talk about him. How did that happen?
My producer knew him. It was amazing. We just walked, you know, we found a random studio to do some covers in. We just wanted to do some covers. So we walk in the studio, and he said he liked my voice and my style and that we should do some originals. So we started doing that, and he told us that he had a couple people he wanted to talk to about coming on the track with me, and that he'd call us in a couple days. So we were waiting, you know, just pacing around, waiting for his phone call. And he called us and said, well, I have a friend who wants to hop on the track with you. And we asked who it was. He goes, Snoop Dogg. I kind of froze, not believing what I heard. I'm like, wait, the legendary Snoop Dogg, like,
the legend. And he's like, yeah, I'm running around my house screaming, oh my goodness, Snoop Dogg's going to be in a song with me. Oh my goodness, oh my goodness. At like, well, it was like midnight, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. So my neighbors kind of ended up knocking the door screaming at me to shut up. But
it was a good reason to be excited, though.
Yeah. I think after I told them the reason, they kind of calmed down and weren't so angry. Yeah.
So what was it like meeting him? Was you as crazy meeting him, or was you like cool and collected?
I was cool and collected. Like I can, around certain people, I can, you know, hold my my emotions inside. But it was definitely a fun day. He's a professional but really funny guy. We'd be sitting down waiting for him to change cameras, and we'd be dancing and singing. And when he first came in, I actually was sitting down getting my makeup done, and he tapped me on the shoulder, and I looked up, and cause I didn't know who it was. I just kind of looked up, and he was just so tall, and he kind of looked over me, and it was quite funny.
Oh, fair. So do you want to tell us a bit about the song that you've actually worked together on?
Yeah, we, you know, my producer actually wrote this one, and then we have a couple more coming out soon that he wrote, and then I'm working on my own for an album. But this song, it was actually amazing to get to, you know, listen to and to sing and perform. It's just mostly about having fun with your friends, doing what you want, you know, not caring. Like, if you want to judge me, then, like, you can't hang out with me. Like, I'm not going to have people who judge other people. Like, we're just here to have fun. We're going to go dance. We're going to go party. We're going to have fun with each other and pretty much don't care what anyone else thinks. Just if you love yourself, then you're fine. You don't need other people's opinions of yourself. You just, if you love yourself, other people will love you.
Yeah. So it's got a good strong message in the song as well.
Really, yeah. It's, I mean, it also has that, you know, thing that teenagers like to listen to, you know, the dance beats and everything like that. So it's kind of a mix between, you don't really have to listen to the lyrics, just listen to the tune, and really you have to listen deep to the lyrics.
Yeah. Because the first time I heard it, the chorus got stuck in my head. I was like singing along to it. I was like, oh, this is good.
My friend, I think he got so mad to the point he wanted to probably like strangle me when he had it stuck in his head for about 2 weeks straight and was just constantly singing it.
How does it feel for you to like be singing it a lot? Does it kind of get annoying, or is it just a track that you love?
I mean, I love it a lot, but I guess after you hear anything enough, it gets kind of annoying. But I mean, being my own song, it's really exciting to be able to know that like I have my own song cut inside my, you know, caught inside my head. But at the same time, I wish I didn't. But
because this is your debut single, isn't it? Your first song that you've ever put out. How does that feel?
Oh my goodness, it's definitely amazing, you know, especially doing it with Snoop Dogg and only being 16. Like, I have so much to look forward to, and we have 3 more songs coming out on an EP in February, which is going to be fun, and then we're going to be working on an album, which will hopefully come out at the end of this year, and hopefully by the time then I'll be touring, being able to sing Fire to, like, everyone, which would definitely be great.
Wow. And you're only 16. I can't believe how confident you are. I was so shy when I was younger.
I've been like this since I was little. I grew up just, you know, in a small town. So my dad was kind of like a local celebrity in the town. So I was so used to people talking to me, me being on stage. My mom worked for an animal rights place that they would dress me up like a black cat or like an elf for Christmas and Halloween and stuff like that. And the news would come out and do reports on us. And they'd always interview me from the age I was probably like, who, so I'm just so used to, like, you know, people always being around me, talking to me and stuff like that.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Well, we're going to play your track now. So do you want to introduce it for us?
I do. So this is Skylar, and thank you so much for listening to my new track, Fire, featuring Snoop Dogg.
Come on, light that up. Go ahead now, light that up, 'cause I'ma give it to you smooth. Shout out to my main man, Slick Nick, Nick Nadoni, Skylar.
There we are, Fire, here on Phoenix FM, sung by Skylar and Snoop Dogg, and Skylar's still here in the studio. How's it feel to hear that on radio?
That's insane. Oh my goodness. I definitely am really excited to be able to hear it, like, you know, more than just in my bedroom.
Yeah. So how do you feel listening back to yourself? Because a lot of people don't like listening to their own voice, but are you okay with that?
I mean, somewhat. It still sounds weird. It just feels weird. Sometimes I don't believe it's actually me. It's definitely weird. You know, when I hear Snoop Dogg in the background, he's saying my name. I'm like, this can't be me. There's no way. I'm just this little girl from this little town. Like, there's no way I could be singing with Snoop Dogg. Like, I couldn't have, you know, done that so fast, so young. But then I have to face the fact that that's me. Like, I'm in a studio right now, you know, talking to you, and I'm on a radio show. It's just crazy.
Do you feel like it's a good time for you to be doing this, or do you feel, I wish I could be living out a teenager a bit more than concentrating solely on music?
I grew up really fast. By the age of 10, I was working on a farm, taking care of, like, kids at a summer camp. Like, I was their camp counselor, and some of the kids were even a little bit older than me. You know, I had two older brothers that I would always hang out with, and they are a lot older than me. One's 30, one's 26, and they both have kids. So it's kind of like, I grew up really fast. So at this point, I kind of feel like I'm older.
Yeah.
But, I get to be a teenager most of the time still. Whenever I'm in the studio, I'm still, like, on Instagram while I'm not recording or talking to my friends on the phone. My best friend, actually, he called me this morning from California, and he was asking me how it was going, because he's actually from Enfield, so all his friends are here, and he's used to being around here. So he was asking me how I liked it and what I've seen so far. So I get to be a teenager most of the time.
That's good. And we were talking about your best friend during the song, and you were saying how, like, you sort of swap music kind of thing. So what kind of English people are you into?
Captain Conan is one of the big ones that he always listens to. I can't remember, like, all the, like, the artists he showed me. He showed me so many. He's constantly switching it, too. Like, he'll play, like, half a song and switch it to someone else, so I get confused on who's who after a while. But he does show me some really good, like, underground music, as he likes to call it, you know. And he tells me all about the people. He shows me their videos. I think there's Snapchats of me and our other friend. He was teaching us, like, raps, and he recorded us doing it because he wanted to send to his friends saying, look at these little blonde girls from America, like, trying to be, like, hardcore rappers from England. So it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, because I normally ask, like, people that come in, like, if you could, like, collaborate with a massive star, who would it be? But you've kind of already done that. So is there anyone else that you've got sort of your eyes on that you'd like to work with?
There's a couple people. There's, like, you know, I have, like, Selena Gomez on the list, but I'd also really like to work with the Vamps.
Yeah, that'd be
cool. I mean, they're a British artist, and they're really cool, and they know Brooklyn Beckham, so that's not so bad either.
Yeah. Cool. And also, I forgot to mention as well, you got a music video to Fire. What was that like, doing that?
That was actually really fun. I woke up really early, which is surprising because I do like to sleep. I like to, you know, I'm kind of nocturnal. I'll be up all night and then sleep during the day. So waking up early, I was kind of upset about that. And we got to the studio to film, and at that point, it just kind of switched into, oh my goodness, I'm here, I'm doing this. Like, and everybody in the music video are close friends of mine. Everyone in the background dancing, and all the close, you know, all, like, my best friends were, like, the main people in the video. And I actually just talked to one of them too the other day. He works for a new production company who wants to film my next music video, and they just filmed one of Justin Bieber's videos, which is really interesting. And
people doing all these contacts, it's really good.
Yeah, I was about to say. And the place we filmed the video at, Chris Brown had just filmed his video there. So it's been a lot of celebrity things going on. So yeah. I was pretty excited to hear that.
Yeah, sounds good. And have you had much input in music videos, or has it kind of been directed?
No, I always get to say, like, what I want to do. Like, I decided that I wanted to, like, drive up in a car, like, drive around in the beginning of the video. So they let me do that. They let me have my friends. They let me, like, you know, wear my clothes that I wanted to wear, and, you know, just, you know, we definitely wanted to be, like, in a big, like, kind of warehouse and just dancing around, having fun with our friends, and they let us do that. And then at the end, I'm looking over the city. That's, like, I told them that there had to be some part like that. Like, that's, like, my favorite thing to do. I'm always, like, either sitting on the roof of my apartment complex or sitting somewhere high up where I can just see the whole view of the city.
Yeah, so. Don't blame you. It's a nice view.
It is.
So you've done a lot of, obviously, music videos and recording, but have you done many live performances yet?
Growing up, I did, until I was about 13. After that, I started getting more serious of being in the studio than being on stage because I wanted to do my own songs because I didn't have any of my own songs until recently. So I'd always be doing covers on stage and everything. And I definitely wanted to wait until I had my original stuff to be able to go on stage again. So hopefully, you know, really soon we'll be able to go on tour and be back on stage.
Yeah. So do you write your own music now? Is that something?
I've been writing my own songs since I was about 6 years old. These ones, they wanted to, you know, do it. My producer wanted to work, you know, write his own songs for the first couple just to, like, you know, get me started because he knew more of, like, the industry and what people were going to listen to. And I, of course, had never been professionally trained to write. I can't write music. I could only write lyrics. So he just thought it'd be easier if he did the first couple. But he's going to start working on me more with my lyrics so we can get my own songs out that I actually wrote.
That would sound exciting.
Yeah.
That would be good. And do you have any advice for people maybe your age or young artists that are trying to get into the music industry but can't quite make it? Because you've got all these great contacts, and that's one good bit of advice. Get contacts. That's the best thing.
Pretty much just be yourself. It's really hard in the industry. You know, you have people who will lie to you to try to get you to be, you know, like, there's people who will scam you, a lot of people who will try to scam you. There's a lot of, you know, teenagers are my age, you know, their age that will try to be friends with you just to, you know, come along for the trip, but behind your back they'll definitely be trying to bring you down. They might make fake Instagram pages to try to push hate on you just to hurt you. But if you just got to listen to your own mind, your own heart. If you believe in yourself, then that's it. No one's going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself. You got to show them, you know you got to know who your real friends are. You got to have a good support team behind you. Don't let people tell you that, like, you're not good enough. Like, my support team behind me, I have my mom, who's actually, we call her my momager, and then my uncle, who's my manager, and they actually, you know, they work really hard for me. I have my best friends. I have a guy best friend and a girl best friend, and they're always with me. They're always helping me out. One of them, my guy best friend, actually, the one from Enfield, he works as my bodyguard pretty much. Wow. When we go out places. He always helps me out there. I have, you know, my family definitely always behind me, but my producer, he is amazing, you know. He doesn't try to get it over with real fast. He doesn't say, like, one take, and, oh, yeah, that sounded fine. Like, that will work. You know, we do it over and over and over until it sounds perfect.
Yeah.
So it's definitely hard, but as long as you believe in yourself and have a good team, you can do it.
Oh, it's good advice there. So you've talked about an album. Is there much more you can tell us about what's coming up next?
Well, we do have an EP coming out in February. We have three other new songs plus Fire and the Fire remix. Hopefully we'll actually have the music video to one of the next songs pretty soon. We're thinking about filming it in London, actually. Mm-hmm. So that will be a pretty fun experience. We'll have people, you know, who can come out and watch the music video being shot, hopefully. The album, I'm hoping, will be out by the end of this year. We haven't really started working that much on it yet, as I've been out here, and when I get back, I do have to do a promotional tour around America as well. And then I actually, you know, I might go over to Australia and see some people down there as well. But I'm hoping it will be out by the end of this year, if not early next year.
Well, it could be a good Christmas present, wouldn't it?
that would be awesome. I'd actually be really happy. That's all I want for Christmas, just to be able to share my music with people and make people happy with what I do.
Oh, that's nice that you're giving to people rather than wanting yourself. You're giving it out to them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to do. People always ask me what I want to do with the money if I become famous, and I don't want it for myself. I don't want to become famous for the fame or for the money. I just want to do it to make people smile with my music, and all the money I want to donate to, like, charities for, like, you know, kids. I actually saw a commercial the other day for kids. It was a big thing, actually. It was all over the news. I guess kids who have been, like, abused or sexually abused hadn't been able to get therapy or help and stuff like that. And that sounded like a big deal to me. I see a lot of my friends have been through, like, abusive homes and have been through foster families and stuff like that. So I definitely like to give money to stuff like that or to animal charities and everything. So
Oh, you've got such a big heart. I'm really glad you've come on this show. And so if people want to keep up to date with your music and follow you, have you got, like, sort of social media that they can do that with?
Yes. My Instagram and Twitter is Skylers Music, SKYLERSMUSIC. And then on YouTube, under Skylar Chiselle. My last name is probably really weird. Most people can't pronounce it, but it's spelled CHISSELL.
Cool. Well, thank you very much, Skylar, for coming here onto Phoenix. It's been lovely having you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries at all. And if you've just tuned in, you've just sadly missed Skylar. Oh, but this interview will be going up online on phoenixfm.com very soon, so do keep your eyes on that. So thank you again, Skylar, for coming in.
Thank you.